You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. President of World Health, Blake McDonald, joins us. Blake, hope you had a fantastic weekend. Exercise, of course, is always key, so is food. But the one element that maybe is getting in the way of people having the body they want is sleep. Very important.
Yeah. Like, I don't think people actually realize how important it actually is, guys. So, you know, and we see it all the time. Like, think about a couple people that you might actually know that have the same goals of looking and feeling great. In a lot of cases, they might even be doing the same thing. They eat meals that, you know, focus on lean proteins and vegetables. They, you know, they work out three times a week. You know, they even know what foods to eat. But, you know, one of them doesn't look the way that they want, and the other one might look like a fitness model. And at the end of the day, you know, you might think that it's genetics, or it's, you know, maybe one just doesn't know what they're doing in the gym, or maybe they just don't have the willpower to eat right. But more than likely, you know, it's diet and exercise aren't the real problem. The real problem is probably that one of them isn't getting enough sleep.
We're talking like those are important. I mean, the sleep is as important as the diet and exercise themselves. But I mean, is that really accurate? Is sleep that important to recovery?
Yeah, well, and that's exactly what I'm saying, Stru. Like, when you think about it, there's actually a really crazy stat. So according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, more than 35% of people are sleep deprived in North America. But when you actually consider the statistic for obesity in North America is almost identical, it's 35%, it's pretty easy to see that there's a connection there. You know, in fact, not sleeping enough, which is less than 7 hours of sleep per night, can actually reduce and undo the benefits of dieting and exercise. You know, in another study conducted by the Annals of Internal Medicine, you know, there's two sets of dieters, and they were put on different sleep schedules. Exact same diet, exact same fitness and exercise routine, and when the bodies received enough rest, half of the weight that was lost from fat. However, in the group that didn't sleep, the amount of fat loss was actually cut in half. So, and you know, what's more, the sleep deprived group felt, you know, significantly hungrier. They were less satisfied after meals. They lacked the energy to exercise. And, you know, overall, that sleep-deprived group experienced a 55% reduction in the fat loss compared to the ones that were sleeping. So, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, sleep is so, it's almost like a third pillar to what you need to actually get the results you're looking for.
Blake McDonald joins us. So, does sleep cause problems with your metabolism then?
Well, you know, yeah,
or lack of sleep, I should say, I guess.
Yeah, lack of sleep does. I mean, listen, there's a few things going on here. So first of all, poor sleep changes your fat cells. You know, think about the last time that you had a bad night of sleep. When you woke up, you felt exhausted, sort of dazed, you're a little grumpy. You know, it's not just your brain and body that feel that way. It's your fat cells too. And so when your body is sleep deprived, it suffers from what's called metabolic grogginess. In other words, you know, without proper sleep, your body's ability to properly use insulin becomes completely disrupted. And here's why that's bad. When your insulin is functioning well, fat cells remove all the fatty acids and lipids from your bloodstream, and it prevents sort of that fat storage. But when you become more insulin resistant, fats circulate through your blood, and eventually excess insulin ends up storing fat in all the, sort of the wrong places. So second, lack of rest makes you crave food. So many people think that hunger is related to willpower, but that's incorrect. There's actually a couple of hormones called leptin and ghrelin that sort of control, you know, what your hunger is. Leptin is sort of the hormone that it's produced in your fat cells, and the more you produce, the more your stomach feels empty. Ghrelin, the more ghrelin you produce, the more you stimulate hunger while also reducing the amount of calories you burn and increasing the amount of fat you store. So in other words, you need to control these two hormones, but with sleep deprivation, it's almost nearly impossible. Your body just isn't able to do that at all. And third, sleep sort of sabotages your gym time. So no matter what your fitness goals are, you need to have lots of muscle. And we've talked about that in other segments. Muscle is sort of the enemy of fat. It burns fat when you're at rest. But lack of sleep actually causes, and there's actually a study in Brazil where they've proven that lack of sleep actually decreases your body's ability to make muscle. It causes muscle loss and can lead to, you know, sort of higher incidence of injury. So with a lack of sleep, it's really tough to start looking and feeling the way that you want.
We're getting a lot of texts here. People are blown away that there's, you know, such a big deal that sleep, you know, it'll hold you back from looking good and feeling good. But they're asking, what if they can't sleep? Are they totally screwed?
Well, I hope not. I'm one of those guys, right? But no, absolutely not, you guys. What most people don't understand is that the people aren't just naturally good or bad sleepers. You know, rather getting a good night's sleep is actually the product of everything you do in your day, right from the moment you wake up until your head hits the pillows. And there's a lot of there's a lot of material out there on how you can sleep better, but it's all related around everything that. All the activity you do from the moment you wake up. So, for example, in the morning, waking up at the right time, once you've had 7 or 8 hours of sleep is key. Getting moving right away, finding the sun, lots of different tips for really waking yourself correctly. During the day, making sure you exercise, eating a smaller dinner that, doesn't include a ton of carbs, because if you eat a big, a big meal, obviously you can never sleep at night. Avoiding caffeine after noon. And then before you go to sleep, like limit fluids, go to sleep before midnight. There's that old adage, every hour of sleep before midnight is worth 2 after midnight. Avoiding alcohol, removing electronics 30 minutes before you go to bed, and making the room as dark as possible. So there's a ton of things out there that you can do to increase your chance of getting the right amount of sleep. And at the end of the day, we have to make it a priority. Not only does it help us look and feel the way we want, but it's also important, for more commonly known benefits such as, general alertness or productivity during the day, preventing sickness and disease, and a ton of other things.
Blake, great stuff, man. Make sure you get some good sleep tonight.
You guys too.
Appreciate it.
I will now that the Stanley Cup playoffs are over.
Yeah, well, it might be a sleepless night for a few players around the league, because there's definitely going to be some deals between now and Saturday. But for fans and media, man, this will be a great week. Should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a good week for you guys. Have fun.